This is the must-know drug list, and so what we're going to talk about is the fundamentals drugs, drugs you need to know for fundamentals. So the first one is metoprolol, and generally all allols. Now, what does that mean, all allols? The other drugs that belong to that drug class. So what is the class? What is metoprolol's drug class? It's a beta blocker. So when we say all allols, generally we're talking about all of the other beta blockers. So it's a beta blocker, and how does it work? What's its mechanism of action? So it's going to block beta receptors. And where are those beta receptors located? In the heart. Okay, so it's going to block beta receptors, and then it is going to cause what three effects? Okay, the dromochrono and inotropics, which means it's going to lower heart rate. What else? Contractility. What else? And electrical conduction of the heart. Now, its therapeutic uses, things we use it for. We are going to use it to protect the heart in myocardial infarction and in heart disease in general, so coronary artery disease, and heart failure. We can also use it to prevent or to treat tachyarrhythmias. What's a tachyarrhythmia? Right, so it's a heart rate that's too fast. We can also use it, because it's blocking the epinephrine effect, we can use it for performance anxiety. So we can use it for test anxiety or for stage fright. All right, so what do you think the major adverse effects are? Say again? All right, so number one is probably bradycardia. What else? If your heart can't pump fast enough or hard enough, you might feel tired or sluggish. So fatigue can also cause impotence in men. What else? Okay, it can cause dyspnea on exertion, because you can't exert yourself enough, because your heart can't beat fast enough. If we lower contractility, what can that cause? We can actually cause low blood pressure. And we can also cause heart failure. Now, it's paradoxical that you use it to treat heart failure, but it can also cause heart failure. We'll talk about that next semester. But for now, you just need to memorize that it's used for it, but it can also cause it. And then the other thing you can do is, if we use it for tachyarrhythmias, we can actually block the heart from conducting enough. So we call that a heart block, or sometimes called AV blocks. What do you think AV stands for? Atrioventricular. Now, in terms of interactions, what kind of drugs do you think metoprolol interacts with? Other drugs that cause the heart to slow down or lower contractility. So now, we haven't learned all of those drugs, so I'm just going to tell you these names right now that you're going to need to, eventually, you'll know what they are. Digoxin, other blood pressure drugs. And then it also interacts with insulin. How does it interact with insulin? Do you remember? What happens when a person takes insulin? Okay, so glucose starts going inside of cells. So the blood levels drop. If they drop too low, what happens to a person? Okay, heart rate increases, stuff happens. What's the hormonal mechanism? Epinephrine. So if we're giving a drug that blocks the effects of epinephrine, what can happen? Patient doesn't realize they're hypoglycemic. So it masks the early signs of hypoglycemia. Yes. All right, now, nursing actions. Here's the hard part. What's the most important nursing action, do you think? Monitor what? Monitor heart what? Vitals. Okay, what are the vital signs? Blood pressure, pulse, temperature, respiration. Which of those is the most important one? Blood pressure? Pulse? Respiration? We're all over the place. Now, does it lower blood pressure directly? What does it lower directly? Heart rate. So Fernanda was correct. Good job, Fernanda. Here, have a Scooby snack. All right, so monitor blood pressure is the most important thing in terms of nursing actions. Blood pressure. Monitor heart rate. Now, blood pressure also, but heart rate is the most important. Anytime you give metoprolol, you take the heart rate before you give it, immediately before giving it. All right? So, in the morning, you go around, you take everyone's blood pressure, right? Now, before you go back and give that person their metoprolol, you're going to take their heart rate again. All right, that's metoprolol. Now we're going to skip down to
so the nursing aspirin. What you're going to do before you give the drug, or how you're going to monitor the patient.
It's the things that go into nursing. So in terms of how do you give it, some drugs are important how you give it. Like you have to give it with a meal or you have to give it at night. Metoprolol, that's not important for metoprolol. What's important is the monitoring.
Monitor the heart rate and to take a BP before you give the drug.
Right. Also, you could say to educate patients that typically the fatigue and impotence go away after about 2 to 3 months. If you can last that long. All right. Aspirin. What is the drug class? NSAID. And is it a COX-1 or COX-2? COX-1 inhibitor. So how does it work? It blocks COX-1 and 2. All right, so what do we use it for? All right, so we use it as an analgesic. What else? We use it as an anti-inflammatory. Is it a good anti-inflammatory? No. Why? Too many side effects before you get to the true anti-inflammatory effect. What else do we use it for? Antipyretic. What does that mean? Lower. What's pyro?
Fire.
Fire. Fire. Fire. Fire. So if we are lowering fire, anti-fire, what are we doing? Yeah, the patient's on fire, and you give them aspirin.
Fever.
All right. So use it to lower fever. Now, really, aspirin isn't commonly used for any of those things anymore. What is the major use for it nowadays? Prevention of heart attack. And treatment of heart attack.
Depending on the dose.
So we'll talk about that when we get to nursing actions. All right. What are the adverse effects? All right. So bleeding is a huge one. GI bleeding in particular. And ulcers. What are the three causes of ulcers, by the way? Say again? The three causes of gastric ulcers. One of them is NSAIDs. Another one is H. pylori, a bacteria. And what's the third one? Bowel ischemia. Those are the three causes of ulcers. All right, so bleeding, ulcers, what else? What happens if you give this to a kid who's got a virus? What could happen? Rise syndrome. A person can have an overdose an overdose effect called salicylism, and then the other one is hypersensitivity. People can become allergic to aspirin and swell up. All right, interactions. Where's my typo? Sensitivity. Sensitivity. There you go. Is that right? Hypersensitivity. That looks right. Yeah. No little red line. All right. Interactions. What do you think they are? Okay. Other NSAIDs. Other drugs that inhibit platelet aggregation or bleeding. Or we'll just say inhibit clotting. Oh, in blocking COX 1 and 2, what are the physiological effects? I forgot to mention that. You block inflammation and reduce platelet aggregation. All right, what are our nursing actions? What's the major nursing action for aspirin? Prevent what? Okay, so you could say education on heart attack or heart disease. What else? All right, knowing the right dose for the right job. What's the dose for MIs? For preventing MIs? 81. What's the dose for treating MIs? 160 to 325. All right. And there's one more thing, which is educating the patient on side effects. And what's the major side effect you want to warn them about? Ulcers and GI bleeds. The S/E means side effect, in case you're wondering. All right. And we will do, well, let's skip warfarin and do acetaminophen. Actually, let's do ibuprofen first. That looks like fun to me. All right, so next drug we're going to do is ibuprofen. And what's its drug class? It's an NSAID. What type? COX-1 inhibitor. So it will do COX-1 and 2, and it will block inflammation, but it doesn't really block platelet aggregation. So how are we going to use it? Analgesic, anti-inflammatory, and antipyretic. The adverse effects? Bleeding and ulcers. It can also cause renal insufficiency in some patients and cause renal impairment, but that's usually only in patients who already have it. Interactions. Other NSAIDs, and it can enhance warfarin.
But not
Yeah. All right, now, nursing actions. Major thing here is educate on side effects. All right, that one was easy, right? All right, next one, acetaminophen. Or Tylenol. Now, what's its class? What? It is a non-NSAID analgesic. Non-NSAID analgesic. And it works by blocking COX-2. But only in the brain, only in the central nervous system. So out of our therapeutic uses, which one goes away? The anti-inflammatory. So our adverse effects, really the only major adverse effect is liver toxicity with excessive dosing. So how high a dose do we need to know? Okay. So no more than 4,000 milligrams or 4 grams per day. And for a liver patient, what's the typical? For a liver patient, it is less than 2,000 milligrams or 2 grams per day. Interactions doesn't really interact with too many drugs. I mean, there's nothing that I'm going to ask you to know for that one. See, we're getting through these. All right, let's do oxycodone next. All right, what is oxycodone? Say again? Okay, it's a pain reliever, but it is more precisely a opioid. All right, so its class is opioid. Opioid. Can't spell and talk, I tell ya. And what's its mechanism of action? Activates opioid receptors, causing a whole bunch of stuff. But analgesia is the main one. And then what else? Euphoria, sedation, respiratory depression. These are all considered side effects too, so we'll just leave all of those out. Therapeutic uses. What's the major therapeutic use? Analgesic. Use it for pain. It can also be used for what other two purposes? Although it can be used for sedation, but yeah, you don't typically use it for that. What it could be used for is cough suppression, although that's more hydrocodone and codeine, but it could be. And what's the other one we could use it for? We could use it to treat diarrhea, although it's technically not used for that. It could be. What are our adverse effects? Say again? Euphoria, sedation, respiratory depression. What's the most important one? Respiratory depression. So let's put that one first. So respiratory depression, euphoria, sedation, what else? Constipation, meiosis, what else? Possibly itching, nausea, and colic. So our interactions, other opioids, and CNS depressants. What's the number one CNS depressant in the United States? Come on, you know it. You've assessed for it. How much blank do you in a week? Alcohol. Alcohol is the number one CNS depressant. What's another common CNS depressant drug? Okay, sleeping pills, sure. But benzodiazepines like Ativan or Valium or Xanax. So Heath Ledger, the only things that he had in his body at the time he died was a benzodiazepine, actually two of them. So like Valium type drugs, oxycodone and hydrocodone, and a antihistamine like Benadryl. The combination of those three things is enough to make him stop breathing and never wake up again. So. Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. So nursing actions. What's the number one nursing action? Okay, that's important, but more important than that.
No, respiratory.
Assess pain. You shouldn't be giving it if there's no pain, right? So assess pain is the first one, then respiratory rate, constipation. So assess for all those things, right? Then what are we going to do about constipation? So we are going to ambulate patient. What else?
Water.
What else? What else do we do for them? Fiber. Okay, what else should we be doing for this patient? Fall precautions. Because they're sleepy and they can't see as well because of the meiosis. So light room. All right, so those are some of the more important things. And then if breathing rate less than six, then you're going to do something. And what's the something that you're going to look for? Narcan. Then Narcan if ordered. And if it's not ordered, you're going to call the doctor and ask for it. All right, I think we'll do one more of these, and then I think we can be done. Because everything else will be new. All right, warfarin. So what class is it? Anticoagulant, which means that it is going to affect clotting factors. All right, mechanism of action. Inhibits vitamin K. You remember that, right? Vitamin K. Metabolism, which reducing what? Reducing the amount of clotting factors.
You guys are like, just wait a second, he'll write it down.
All right, so the mechanism is inhibits vitamin K metabolism, which in turn reduces the amount of clotting factors. So therapeutic uses. We have the prevention of DVTs and recurrent MI and stroke. And then we have, let me do these on separate lines. Then we have the treatment of, say again? Well, no, because thrombocytopenia is low platelets. You wouldn't want to treat low platelets by inhibiting clotting factors, would you? Okay. So you have treatment of hypercoagulable disorders like systemic lupus. There's various other things. You can use it for patients who have had MIs. What's my thing? Atrial fibrillation is a big one. Why is atrial fibrillation so important? I don't know. What? Because the blood pools in the atria, because the atria aren't beating, and then if those clots break loose, you get a huge chunk of Alpo getting lodged in a big artery. Because it does. It looks exactly like Alpo. All right. Mechanical heart valves. Those are some of the bigger uses. Adverse effects. What's the major adverse effect? Bleeding. And what's the early sign of that? What's that word? Little red dots. And fecal occult blood tests. All right, interactions. Everything. But in particular, what kinds of drugs? Other anticoagulants. All right, nursing actions. What's the major nursing action? Monitor PTINR. Assess for signs and symptoms of bleeding. Those are the two most important nursing actions. All right. Actually, let's get rid of the INR because no one uses INR. Or get rid of the PT because no one uses PT anymore. We just use INR. And if they report the PT, what are you going to do with it? Ignore it. All right. So we've got, was this six drugs done? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That was rather unpainful, and that was like 30 minutes. So we will go over the rest of the drugs on Friday after the final, so that way you'll have all the drugs ahead of time. Any questions?
Those are the only ones we have to know?
For the first 7 weeks. Now, you need to be familiar with all of the drug classes we've gone over to date. And, you know, starting Monday a week from now, you're going to be learning new drugs. So then you'll be responsible to know those new drugs, at least be familiar with them. But, you know, there's so many drugs. You know, there's like 200 or 300 drugs that we ask you to know between Pathopharm 1 and 2. And then there's additional specialty drugs in peds and OB and critical care. So there's just so many drugs that it becomes overwhelming. So what we've done is we've narrowed it down to the more common drugs that you're going to see in these situations. So for the first half of that semester, for fundamentals, these are some of the most common drugs you'll see. So we expect you to know those without looking them up. Then when you do get to your MedSurg, we expect you to know some additional drugs. And that'll be the MedSurg 1 drugs. So, and then when you do MedSurg 2, there'll be even more drugs you need to know. So what we're doing is we're adding some drugs at a time so that you're not overwhelmed by having to know 200 drugs at once. And actually, there's only really 100 top drugs that you need to know.